A writer, a podcaster, and an international school teacher teaching middle school English. Good times. I'm also a mom to two daughters, one who is away at university in Canada, and one in grade 11. I also have a fabulous partner, my may someday convince to say hello on the podcast and impart some wisdom in the form of a tip or a trick.
Hi, I'm Edie, and Leia, good luck getting Don on the podcast. Though I do remember he had a radio show back when he lived in Stevens Point.
Right, he did. He played a lot of music, and I believe he applied for a job once to also have a fishing show.
Really?
I don't know.
It's that would lore. Be some dynamic radio. I
Whoa,
like it.
Right? Maybe he could start a podcast about fishing, even though he does not fish.
Anywho, I am a Midwestern mom to two teens and a tween, and I enjoy podcasting with you, Leia. I love collaging in my studio and reading with my middle school students.
We're the two chit-chat chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit-chat tips and tricks.
Optimizing your air fryer and Posca markers.
We'll gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
It's never too late to do what you love.
And of course, we'll have our chit-chat challenge of the week.
In our chit-chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. Leia, what do you have for us? I hope it's not an air fryer quiz because I don't own an air fryer.
Well, it's time to get one, Edie.
It is.
Yeah, we use ours every day, almost every single day. Mm-hmm. And one thing that we really like to do with the air fryer is to air fry veggies. Mm-hmm. So my favorite is broccoli and cauliflower. It gets kind of this nice crispness to it. So you add a little smidgen, because you don't need much, of extra virgin olive oil or avocado oil, bit of garlic powder, salt and pepper, air fry at about 360 until it's done, which is like 8 minutes-ish. And it's just so good, Edie. So good.
Do you have to, like, shake the basket while it's cooking, you know, like they do at McDonald's?
I would say with broccoli and cauliflower, yes. But okay. as a rule, I kind of forget about it and walk away and come back and it's fine.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. You can just get on to your other stuff. I usually shake about halfway through.
Okay.
I would say. Okay. And for the meat eaters, I mean, any kind of meat comes out very, very juicy. But, like chicken is amazing to me. And that's mostly what I've only made in it in the way of meat until recently. But then somebody put me on to the idea that pork chops in the air fryer were really good. And I cannot believe it, because you know how pork chops can get pretty dried out quite quickly?
Yeah, yeah.
Not in the air fryer.
Now, okay. Do you stack the pork chops in?
No.
Like, I just don't get it. Like,
no.
What do you do?
You put them side by each, as you say.
Oh, so you have a big air fryer to put them side by each?
Well, you should put, like, ours, we kind of wish we had a bigger one. So for now, it's just three of us. So we can have three little cuts of pork in there. But,
okay.
Yeah, a big one, you can't go wrong with a bigger air fryer, to be honest.
Okay.
If you've got the space, I'd invest in a bigger one. Yeah.
All
so,
right.
So, yeah, yeah. So, pork chops are great. I mean, we just mixed in a little olive oil, about 2 tablespoons of olive oil, not even, some garlic powder, onion powder, ground mustard, salt and pepper. And brown sugar. Can't go wrong with a little maple syrup to splash on top, right? Little paprika for color if you want, whatever. Like, it doesn't matter. But you just put it into the air fryer for like 5 minutes, 400 degrees. Or you preheat. Sorry, you preheat for about 5 minutes. You put it on the top heat, which is, I think, 400 degrees. You pat the pork chops down. You put the, you know, whatever spices you want on them. And then you just put them in. 12-ish minutes. You flip them. Yeah, you flip them halfway through. They're dynamite. So, yeah. I mean, I know not everybody. I think of my bestie, Claire, who doesn't eat meat. She's probably horrified by this, but sorry, Claire. But, you know, meat is really, really good in the air fryer. I'm going to try fish next.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like knowing that you're an expert in air fryers.
Yeah, well, get one before I come this summer, or get one just when I arrive, and I can teach you some things.
Yes. Yeah. I don't have the real estate for a big one, but I am going to get a big one because, you know, I have 3 kids and they eat a lot.
And we'll be over too, so. Yeah.
I might have to get 2. Industrial size.
And extension cords and, you know.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, go for it. Okay. Yours is not.
Mine is not.
No.
I am recommending the Posca paint markers. And Posca is spelled P-O-S-C-A. And I love them because they have saturated colors. Mm. Oh, and the colors are so beautiful. You can use these markers to paint rocks.
Oh.
You can use them in your art journals. I use them all the time on my collages. I use them to fancy up envelopes. The colors are beautiful. They're so saturated. The markers are a bit pricey, but it is worth it. I could never go back to just like Crayola markers, Leia.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I don't even want to like pick up a Crayola marker.
Okay, so Posca.
Posca.
Where do you get them?
I order them on Amazon, and you'll get a better price than if you go to, they sell them at Michael's, but it's insane. I bought my daughter a huge set when we were in quarantine and staying at home. So that was, you know, a couple years ago, and the set was $60, I think, and she's still using them.
Oh, really? Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know. Okay. Hey, do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune? It's time for Campfire Chat!
We are women of a certain age, Edie, and I am afraid sometimes we might think we are over the hill and have done everything that we are going to do.
Yes, Leah, that's true. Sometimes I just think, you know, for the rest of my life, I'll be good just sitting on the couch and watching other people make pottery, you know? Is there more to life?
I hope so. I think there is. Yes, I believe there is. It's ridiculous to think that we're, you know, we're done. We are who we are, and we'll be this way forever. There's lots of room for change and to tweak and to do some more, right? Do more fun, interesting things.
Yeah. So do you want me to read this quote from Kathy Bates?
Kathy Bates wrote something cool, yeah.
Okay, here's what she says. I'm not a stunning woman. I was never an ingenue. I've always just been a character actor. When I was younger, it was a real problem because I was never pretty enough for roles that other young women were being cast in. The roles I was lucky enough to get were real stretches for me, usually a character who was older, a little weird, or whatever. And it was hard, not just for the lack of work, but because you have to face up to how people are looking at you.
Right? Yeah, so she broke out into, you know, these very famous roles when she was 40s, 50s, I believe. I don't know. I was really inspired by this, Edie, maybe because I'd love to be a character actor like Kathy. Maybe it's not too late for me. I don't know.
it's not too late, you know.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, and then there was the Ina Garten quote that was quite inspiring. You want to read that?
Sure. I was 50 years old and I thought the best years of my career were over. Barefoot Contessa, the store, wasn't stimulating to me, and I tried to figure out what to do next. Type A people think they can figure out what to do next while they're doing something, and they can't. An important part of changing and figuring out what to do next is you have to just stop. I had to get good and bored before I could decide what was next. And I thought, maybe I'll write a cookbook. Well, I figure it out.
Which was the Barefoot Contessa cookbook, right?
Yeah, they're 50 years old.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So some contemporary women who are or were moving and shaking and who didn't find their groove in their 20s, or they regrouped when they were older. I love that.
Yeah. Well, Ina, is that how you say her name?
Is it Ina or Ina? I don't even know.
I think that should have been on your celebrity name quiz.
You're right. Instead of just Adele and Zendaya.
Adele.
Or is it Zendaya?
Who knows? So Ina said that it is important to stop. Yeah. But, you know, I can't just stop when I'm still in the middle of raising kids. So that's important to keep in mind, you know.
Yeah, well, that's true. I agree. But, you know, I don't think we need to make these things super big, too, unless we want to.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So, but speaking of that, like, let's think about our podcast, right? Mm-hmm. We started our podcast 2.5-3 years ago, and that was huge, right? It wasn't mm-hmm. too late to start something that's given us so much joy, that's been so much fun. And we learned all the technology behind it. And, you know, here we are on Sunday morning your time, Sunday night mine. And, you know, we're rocking and rolling here. I'm very proud of us. And I just, like, I had desired to do that for years, to have a podcast. But I just didn't know, like, how would I make it happen? But somehow when the time was right, we did it. But mm-hmm. we've talked about this before, how we manifested our podcast. But there are other things that we'd like to do now that we've been podcasting for a few years. We'd love to do some meetups coming up, you know, seminars, e-courses. Those sorts of things could come out of what we started with our podcast. So I think it would be really, really fun to branch out a bit. Right, Edie?
Absolutely, Leia. I would take your e-course on air fryers in a second.
Shut up.
I'd be signing up the second you posted that e-course. It'd be good. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
Air fryers for the rest of us. I don't need anything fancy. I need, like, you know.
Back to the basic kind of stuff.
Yeah, basics. Mm-hmm. Basics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I think that, remember a few years ago, we were sitting on your couch and we watched a little thing on e-courses together, right? And what it could look like. That was sort of fun. And I don't know, those are dreams that we have up our sleeves that could happen. And now that I'm thinking about becoming a digital nomad, mm-hmm. I think they may be coming sooner than later. So mm-hmm. yeah. So that's
like
kind of big. Yeah. So what other things do you aspire to do without me, Edie?
Without you?
Oh.
Well, Leia, did you know Laura Ingalls Wilder published her first book when she was 65?
Well, right? She was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
So what I would like to do is volunteer at Laura's Museum in Pepin, Wisconsin.
Ooh.
Because, frankly, it is just a disgrace to my, you know, dear, dear Laura. It has, like, on the sign, like, a Holly Hobby.
What?
And it's like, yeah. Google when we're not talking, but Laura's Museum in Pepin, and there's like a Holly Hobby on the sign. It's like, what is this? And my friend Sharon and I went to the museum one year. We went on like a circuit of all of Laura's, you know, places Laura lived.
Right.
And we walk in, and in the entryway, no kidding, there's a Mississippi steamboat in the entryway. And it's like, what? And Sharon says to me, she's like, did I miss a book?
You know, like, is this the Tom Sawyer Museum?
did Laura and Pa and Ma and Mary go down the Mississippi?
Oh my gosh.
So I don't know. I was just really disappointed by the museum. And that is, I mean, it's Laura's birthplace. They do have a replica of the cabin that's mm-hmm. built to size, I guess. But get this, Leia, it's a way station. or a rest stop.
What?
Where you go potty. And like the inside of the cabin is graffitied.
That's disgraceful. So, Edie, what I hear you saying is you don't so much want to volunteer as you want to just
take it over.
Rejig the whole thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'd like to be the director and just, you know, clear out all these steamboats and this junk.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, really make like the cabin a delightful place where youngsters want to come and learn about Laura, where it will be maybe a living museum. You know, I could dress up like Ma and smoke meat in a log. I can't handle an air fryer, but all of a sudden I'm smoking meat in a, you know, a tree trunk. But I think it could be like just beautiful. Right. And I would love to inspire, you know, new kids to get to know Laura and to welcome her fans with something worthy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't know if things have changed since Sharon and I were there, but we were just like, what is this?
Right? Yes. Doesn't seem promising.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Edie, I love that idea. See, I just, how passionate you became talking about this. It seems
I'm very passionate about it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not too late, Edie.
It's not too late.
Right? Okay, well, before I get to some of the smaller things that I've been thinking about, in fact, in the next year and a half, I do have a pretty significant change that's going to happen in my life, because once Emily graduates, and she's halfway through grade 11 now, we will be leaving China and probably moving to Vancouver Island, where we have a house that we've never actually lived in. And so it's like, oh my gosh, we've been in Asia for more than 20 years now. And suddenly, like, it's just such a huge change. I can hardly wrap my head around what it's going to look like. And I don't think, Edie, that I want to keep teaching, at least not in a public school setting. I don't know what we want. Neither of us are sure what we want to do, and I don't think we're quite ready to retire either. So there's this whole reinvention, transformation, which is my word of the year, that needs to happen. And it feels a little bit scary, and I don't know what it's going to look like. I am thinking about this idea of being a digital nomad, meaning being able to live where we want, like some of our time on Vancouver Island, but maybe some of our time in northern Thailand. We love Chiang Mai and the north of Thailand, and it's inexpensive to live there as well. So I don't know, like it's not too late to make a change, and we have to make this change, but what it's going to look like, I'm not sure. So maybe it might look like living in your basement.
I was going to say, you do have a condo in Madison.
This is true. This is true. Yeah, we do have some real estate in a few different places, Madison being one of them. So that's a thought, right? It could be.
It must be, Leah. It must be. So.
Then I could help you with that renovation at the...
In Pepin.
In Pepin.
We got to roll up our sleeves and get busy in Pepin, Leah.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking, Leah, that I don't want to teach summer school. I just don't want to. I've been teaching over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the income is good. And actually, it's not that good teaching summer school. But my new idea is that I wanted to do summer workshops only for middle school girls and have like a book club workshop and like a creative writing workshop.
Oh, cool.
And just have it open to middle school girls.
Nice. Where would you do it? At your house?
I guess it would have to be at my house, you know, but there would be snacks and I could set up little areas around the yard, you know, where kids could read and, you know.
You could get them to do a little house cleaning.
They could get an education by watching my neighbors burn garbage.
While they're weeding your beds.
While they're weeding the garden.
Oh,
No, this is just sounding ridiculous, but you know, you get the vibe.
I get the vibe. I like it. I love the idea of empowering girls and doing something really cool that will support them and encourage their love of reading and things like that. That's fabulous. And in fact, I'm going to segue right into the next thing that I would like to do, and mm-hmm. that would be to write a book for young adults, or even write a book with young adults with a focus on international schools.
Oh.
Yeah, because there aren't very many books that take place in international schools, and it's mm-hmm. quite a unique kind of lifestyle that international school students tend to have wherever they are in the world. And I just think it would be really, really fun to write that and to workshop it with my students, mm-hmm. kind of the way I did with that my Hey Mom Girl What's Up book when I was doing my master's degree, that I workshopped that book with my students all the way through, so it was really authentic and spoke to them. And I think that would be super fun, and I think it's needed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I do have an outline for a book that I wrote. I wrote mm-hmm. on NaNoWriMo. Is that what it is? It's like the
NaNoWriMo.
That's right. Write a book in 30 days. So I did that a couple mm-hmm. years ago, and I outlined this book. I'm probably about 3/4 of the way through, actually. And I think I need to pick that up again and take a look at that and see if I could make something out of that one or start another. Not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. it's not too late to write another book get it published.
No, not too late.
Not too late. Oh, hey, and I want to throw this in because my creativity tends to err on the side of writing and speaking. No, I don't have many skills that go beyond that, and I'm not even sure those are skills. But I do want to be more artistic, and I'm not quite sure. You are, for sure, right? And mm-hmm. I want to mention my sister Nicole as well, because she has been reinventing herself in amazing ways these last few years. She has channeled that lately into rug hooking, creating her own rugs, and then moved into felting, which is really amazing. I can't even describe what it is, but you can go to her site, find, as in FIND, and refined, REFINED, at Instagram, because she repurposes old fabric as well, right, for her endeavors and for her art projects. And it's quite amazing what she makes. But lately, Edie, what I wanted to say, how she's been really reinventing herself. Lately, she's been sketching because her hands are, she has some arthritis creeping up in her hands, and she's finding that sketching is easier on the pain, I guess. But just beautiful, beautiful sketches now. So she just keeps moving through all these different kinds of art and loving it all. And she's out there sharing it. So I encourage you, go to her site, Find and Refined on Insta, and check her out, because she inspires me, from fiber artist to sketch artist. And And you too. I mean, you inspire me with your studio and all that you're doing. Let's talk about your art.
Yeah, my sticker art.
You do a lot more than sticker art.
Well, I have been very, this is so me. I've been looking at all these people doing like macrame, macrame, fun. Like plant 70, holders. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Macrame wall hangings, integrating natural objects, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. And I'm so jealous. It's like, oh, I wish I could do that. And it's like, why can't I do that? I just mm-hmm. have to learn how.
Yeah.
So I would like to, and something about me just says, oh, you won't be good at tying knots and making it all work. But I don't know that to be true.
You do not know that to be true. I did macrame when I was in 4th grade and loved it. There were just so many planters around the house. And I got these cool beads. Oh, it was so fun.
Yeah, you can add beads. So
totally. Yeah.
I would like to look further into macrame, Leia.
Okay.
It's not too late.
It. That's not too late. No, absolutely not. Yeah. Well, you're such an artist. You've got it in you. So, Okay, well, speaking of hobbies, I'd like to get a hobby that's active, but like something different, right? Like I don't do much other than walk, and I've been thinking like I know in China, I don't think anybody's playing pickleball, but that sounds like really a lot of fun, right? Have you ever played pickleball?
No, and the rebel in me is just like, I don't want to play pickleball because everyone's talking about it, which is
Okay.
stupid on my part.
Well,
It's probably a delightful game that's more manageable than tennis, right?
Yeah, I don't have good hand-eye coordination, and so like I never can hit balls, but I'm thinking like if the bat or the racket is really large, I might have a better chance of actually hitting it and then, having a real game. Maybe we could try it together.
Yeah, maybe
Pickleball.
we could try it.
It does seem a little geriatric, I mean, because but maybe that doesn't matter.
I don't think it matters. Who
Actually, I think
cares?
who cares? Who cares? Well, the other thing I'd like to get back into when we get back to North America is cross-country skiing. Because I used to be a downhill skier before my accident and I really loved it. And then, 30 years ago or so, I started cross country skiing a little bit with Dawn, but not very much. So I would like to learn that. And I think that would be really, really fun, especially if we are in a colder climate, right? But one other bigger dream of mine is that I'd like to train to walk the Camino de Santiago, or it's also called the Way of Saint James, right? That's the trail in Spain. That's, 400 some kilometers long, I believe. It's like a week or two of walking, depending with like guest houses along the way. I think that would be really, really cool. So I think like training to do something that is more involved, that isn't impossible, but you could see history, you could get out in nature, you could do something that's a real holiday and an adventure. I think that would be really fun to train for that, as opposed to a marathon, which I don't think I'd want to train for.
Well, Leah, I am running out of ideas, other than, I could become a groupie for Hall and Oates, but that's not even possible because it seems like they're more going their separate ways.
Are
They're not
they?
too Yeah, they don't need to tour together anymore. I can see where that would be boring. I mean, 50 years,
Well, and
Sarah
you could be a
Smile.
groupie for Daryl Hall though, because he's your fave, right?
He is my fave, and but he would need to pay me somehow. I don't know how this is going to be financed. Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Okay, can only imagine. Well, so my last thing that I want to say is that I've never been an amazing chef, but I feel like once I have a better kitchen, and I have a lot of excuses, but a better kitchen and more access to ingredients and my own garden, Edie. See, you have this already. My own garden. I can't wait to get back to that. I really want to start making like beautiful food from scratch, like from stuff that I've grown. Like just like when I go see you, like these lovely fresh crunchy salads with salad dressings that you whir up right from your fresh basil. Oh, I just love that. I want to make my own granola like my sister does, and I just want to get back to some of the recipes from my childhood too, like from my omas and my mama. And Edie, I really need to learn how to handle a knife. Like I need a knife cooking class. I buy your e-course on knife handling.
Yeah, that would be a short e-course.
But it's not too late, right? I can
It's
do
not too late. No.
It's time for the
Chit Chat Challenge of the Week.
What are some things that you still have on your bucket list to do? And remember, of course, it's not too late. Your challenge is to ink it, not just think it, and start planning.
Yes, okay, do that and share it with us on the Chit Chat Challenge of the Week at the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook. If you haven't joined yet, please do. It's a really fun place to hang out and share your opinions and recommendations. And I love it that we can inspire each other there and help each other out too.
Yeah, there you go.
I know. So that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to our blogs, Instagram, and to my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings.
And we would love a review on iTunes. It helps more people find our wondrous podcast.
Thanks again to you, Leah, for editing this wondrous podcast.
Yes.
It's never too late. It's never. Look what you learned with editing.
That was huge.
Come on.
My gosh.
Come on.
Right? Come on. Okay. Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.